This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Regulators have approved changes to Xcel Energy's peak rates. Here's CPR's Ishan Thakur.
Xcel Energy is shifting its peak rate times later in the day. Starting after October 1st, Xcel can charge more for electricity between 5 to 9 p.m., except on holidays. The company currently charges more between 3 to 7 p.m. Regulators say the change will reduce energy usage and keep costs down. But in public comments, customers and advocates said the change is broadly unpopular. A follow-up meeting to start setting rates is scheduled for March. I'm Ishan Thakur, CPR News.
An underground coal fire smoldering for decades in Boulder is finally out. Last Thursday, the state's Natural Resources Department officially wrapped work near the Marshall Mesa Trailhead. Since November, crews have been excavating coal from underground and mixing it with soil to cool it down. The project reduced the chance that sparks from the site could cause a future wildfire. Boulder will now remodel the trailhead and add accessible facilities. Those will open later this fall. Democratic Senate leaders say they want to update how Colorado fills appointments when a state lawmaker leaves office before their term is up. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Right now, when a lawmaker leaves office early, a vacancy committee made up of a small number of party insiders from their district selects a replacement. Since the November election, three Senate Democrats have left. And overall, about a quarter of the 100-member legislature was initially appointed through a vacancy committee. Opponents say it's not democratic. Senate President James Coleman says he's open to reforming the process.
Our goal is always to create a more inclusive process where everybody's invited and to make sure your vote matters.
People skeptical of changes say an alternative could be costly. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
This is CPR News and KRCC.